as free speech is under attack across this nation, and more people are moving away from mainstream media, the alternative media is coming to fore, even through the censorship, and the truth is prevailing. What the local politicians, the state politicians, and the federal politicians can't stand is light. And at a recent county council meeting here in Kershaw County, Chairman Katie Gwynn attacked free speech about video blogging and cameras. Well, turns out Martin Kahn from the Camden Chronicle and Independent has stood up for free speech in spite of what Katie Gwynn said and the little protest that was made by Derek Shoemake and Councilman Jimmy Jones that night, although that tells you a lot about who they are. That's what we're going to talk about on the Liberty Report, and it starts right now.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? Once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. I'm your host, Jeff Maddox. And this week in Kershaw County has been kind of quiet and yet resounding at the same time. Our local paper, the Chronicle and Independent, did a little article. An opinion piece. Martin Kahn, their chief editor. I don't know if they got anybody else over there anymore. The paper is very thin, and it only comes out once a week now. Surprising, but the dinosaur media is dying. But I thought we could go over this little article and see what we can garner. And I'm going to quote a little bit. All or any part of a meeting of a public body may be recorded by any person in attendance by means of a tape recorder or any other means of sonic or video reproduction, except when it is a closed meeting pursuant to Section 30-4-70 of this chapter, provided that in so recording there is no active interference with the conduct of the meeting. Provided further that the public body is not required to furnish recording facilities or equipment. South Carolina Freedom of Information Act, Section 30-40-90. As he has for quite some time, Jeff Maddox set up a video camera on a tripod on the right side of Kershaw County Council's chamber at the County Government Center just before the public comment period of Council's meeting a week ago. He always sets up next to a deputy and outside a bar that separates officials from those attending the meeting. He does this in order to record himself and others while they're speaking. It was nothing new. That's right, Martin. Nothing new. You've seen me over and over and over again, as has all the councilmen for a number of years. Back to the article. What was new that night was Chairman Katie Gwynn suddenly telling him that he had to record his video from his seat. She said, quote, we, unquote, were no longer going to allow someone to set up recording equipment unless they were with the press.
Excuse me, Mr. Maddox. You're going to have to record from your seat. It is. It is. Anybody can record this session or watch it online, but you need to do so from your seat. We're not going to allow equipment to be set up unless they're with the press.
That's very interesting. So you have to have some kind of press credentials?
Mr. Maddox, please take the camera down and take your seat.
I mean, that's what I'm asking. Well, I mean, how are you going to take a photograph or video of anybody
out here? The next item is the briefing.
So the videos are not allowed.
Senator Gustafson, and I don't see it yet.
Coward of County.
That's cool.
We're going to move on to public comments.
The press. This not only appeared to surprise at least some of her colleagues, it surprised me too. Vice Chair, District 4 Councilman Jimmy Jones, said that while there are some people he doesn't particularly like, he didn't have a problem with Maddox setting up where he did, because it was not inside the, quote, barrier, unquote, as he called it.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Just a point of order, and I'm no big fan of a lot of folks in here, a couple of folks in here, but I'll tell you this right. I understand if somebody doesn't set the camera up within inside our barrier here. I understand mm-hmm. that, but I don't really have a problem with them setting it up outside the barrier.
Okay.
I agree, Councilman Jones. I'm not sure where in our rules it prohibits setting up a camera.
So I didn't, first of all, Mr. Jones, to your point, I didn't say it was in the rules. I said I'm not going to allow it. It's too close to the dais. That's where the deputy stands, and he can record from his seat.
I just wanted to make my point.
Okay, thank you.
And Martin, Jimmy says he doesn't like a lot of the folks in, a couple of the folks in here.
And I'm no big fan of a lot of folks in here, a couple of folks in here, but I understand if somebody doesn't set the camera up within inside our barrier here. I understand mm-hmm. that, but I don't really have a problem with them setting it up outside the barrier.
Okay.
He doesn't see anything wrong with setting up outside the barrier, the dais, as Miss Gwen likes to call it. And then everybody else used dais. District 3 Councilman Derek Schumig agreed. To that, Gwen said that while it wasn't in the rules, she was not going to allow it.
I agree, Councilman Jones. I'm not sure where in our rules it prohibits setting up a camera.
So I didn't, first of all, Mr. Jones, to your point, I didn't say it was in the rules. I said I'm not going to allow it. It's too close to the dais. That's where the deputy stands, and he can record from his seat.
So it wasn't we, quote unquote, who weren't going along. It was I. Let me emphasize one part of the FOIA section. I cited at the beginning of this column, quote, provided that in so recording there is no active interference with the conduct of the meeting, unquote. That's right. I've been doing this for years. Nobody, I ain't bothered anybody. And if a lot of times they'll have a proclamation and they want everybody to come up there and take a picture of the proclamated people. And so I'll pull the camera out of that area just to clear it up so everybody can go up and get the picture taken, and then everybody can come back and get settled in, and I put the camera back. But not then, oh, we're going to interfere with deputies trying to save us, and we're going to interfere with I don't know, air blowing through the little flippy flap door or something. I don't know what the hell. Why all of a sudden, Katie Gwen? I don't understand that. Back to the article. As I similarly said, when Tom Webb III was brought up as an example of someone who may not speak directly to the agenda items or county relevant content, I am not a fan of Mr. Maddox. Hey, the feeling's mutual there, Mr. Martin Kahn. I'm not a fan of Martin Kahn. But In my personal opinion, Mr. Khan says, I find his video blog content full of conspiracy theories and other objectionable content dressed up as patriotism. Well, ain't that something? He used an old CIA term, old conspiracy theorist. You know, when I hear that, I say, damn, I must be over the target. Got to be over the target if they're calling you a conspiracy theorist. Because if COVID hadn't taught you one thing over the last years, conspiracy theorists are somebody that knows something before you guys do in the general public. Because most all the conspiracy theories now have come true. So they're not even theories anymore, Mr. Khan. Like the shot. Remember the shot? And, oh, y'all didn't want to hear nothing about that, you know. Oh, it's safe and effective, y'all. Go get it. Wear a mask. Wear two. Social distance, don't you know? Martin goes on. And no, I don't consider him a journalist. But guess what? Neither of those things matter. As far as the public meeting is concerned, a journalist and a private citizen are no different. I and my fellow journalists should not be treated any differently than anyone else. The only real difference is that we have either the education and or experience and following a particular code of ethics, whether we are members of a society of professional journalists or not, to do our job. And I agree, Martin, and I appreciate that. There should be no difference. A citizen journalist, how many journalists opine? I opine, I also use facts, I also dig around, and I also theorize. You know, like 2 + 2 = 4, not 2 + 2, I don't know. Not 2 + 2 = 5, like County Council likes to tell us. That does not accord me or any other journalist any special favors. Anyone can record a meeting as long as it doesn't interfere with that meeting. I may not like what Maddox has to say, but I do not believe he's ever interfered with a meeting simply for setting up his camera where he has. The picture I've included with today's article, I took that from my seat. I did so because if Gwen wasn't going to allow Maddox to record images from where he had originally set up, then I wasn't about to use my standard practice of getting up and standing on the left side of the room to take a picture of Arch Kingsley making a presentation to council later in the meeting. It wouldn't have been fair. Someone later told me that Maddox actually never sat down and kept recording from a different angle. Still, it's one thing as a presiding officer to interpret existing council rules. It's another thing to make up one on the spot, especially not without consulting your colleagues. As Chairwoman Gwen is the presiding officer, but she is one of 7 council members with no more weight to her vote than any other councilman. If she wanted to make that change, she would have consulted with them, brought it to the table as an agenda item, and taken a vote. Once it was in place, if it was passed, then she could interpret the rule as she saw fit. Yep, pass a rule. Now, if they passed a rule that you had to sit down and you could video, you know, from your seat and everything, well, you know, then she could rule, sit your butt down and do that. I don't agree with that whatsoever. Look at it. Anything on that other side over there, as long as it's not interfering, go to hell. That's free speech. That's part of free speech. And I can have an opinion whether you like it or not. Martin Khan can have an opinion, like it or not. I appreciate him standing up and saying something. But with him sitting down, because it wasn't fair to me, was obedience. He should have stood up and said, I'm going to take a picture up here despite your little ruling. One thing I got to say about Jimmy Jones and Derek Shoemake, they did say something, but what they said was muted. It was very little and just a play protest. That says a lot about them. Why didn't they stand up and say, no, I'm not going for this. And all the rest of them, where were they? Mum is the word. And this still comes back to Russell Brazel saying during this whole thing, months ago, what about these people with cameras and making these productions? Or as Martin Kahn calls it, a blog. Martin Kahn doesn't consider me a journalist, but I'm a blogger. Ooh. And a conspiracy theorist. Ooh, be afraid, people. It's amazing. He goes on. That way, it would be clear to all before a meeting begins with someone what someone is or is not allowed to do in that respect during a meeting. I hope council does not create that rule. And I'll point out that they've amended their own rules quite a bit during the last 12 months. So unless Mr. Maddox is told to sit down again, I plan to get up to take any pictures I need at the next meeting. At the next meeting? Why not that meeting? I need it. Oh, who knows? I might even walk over to the right side of the room. That's Mr. Martin Kahn. Martin, thank you, my friend. Agree or disagree on this one issue of free speech? Probably the most important issue right now. All the issues we have, war, genocide in Gaza, litter ordinances, all these things. We, the people, if we're not able to speak our mind, if we're not able to tell the government what we think, if we're not allowed to video things and show the people, we might as well go on to the FEMA camps. Might as well say, you know, what the hell, government? You just tell us what to do and we'll do it. And I know you love us and you care for us. And when we elected y'all, you became the smartest people in the whole widest world. We love you too. Unless you're going to be like that, you need to stand up for free speech. And this attack on free speech goes back again to me calling out Katie Gwin for blocking me on Facebook. And then Jimmy Jones blocking me on Facebook for making any sort of comment at all, even though I was not vulgar, I was not profane, I didn't use any of those things and rarely commented on either one of them. Although I put my blog video on there every now and then. But that's free speech. And as soon as I brought that fact up, I was point of order down by Jimmy Jones and Katie Gwin, and they all got in an uproar and then wanted to change the rules and limit anybody to speak on just what they want you to talk about. Shut up. Be quiet. This is our meeting, not yours. That's what they said. Shut up. You can't talk about that. You can't say nothing bad about us. We're the protected class. We rule over you. And that's what they do. So, what else happened? Well, As a matter of fact, they came out with the minutes for the meeting Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. Now, if you go through what the minutes are, they tell you who was there, the staff that was present, the members of the press that were present, and the call to order, and then the adoption of the agenda. And they went through all this stuff and stuff and stuff about the motion for change this and amend that and blah, 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 blah. And then they got down to proclamations. And they talk about what happened and the proclamations and all. This is all a summarization of actually what took place and what people said and all during the meeting. And so we get down to public comments. And you'll notice something. It just says, see attached. And then they go on to public presentations and all kinds of stuff. Well, if we see attached, this is what it says. These are the speakers. And you'll notice Jeff Maddox is in there. Matt Hudson is in there. Krishanda's in there. Several other people we covered on the last Liberty Report. If you want, you can go back and listen to them. But what is interesting about the way they've done this is that this public comments, if you go back, I picked a random one, October 10th, 2023. And if you scroll down and you look at these things, you see here, public comments. Vice Chairman Jimmy Jones requested that Councilman Sammy Tucker read the rules for guidelines of the public comments. They always read the rules, try to anyway. But look at what they did. Tom Webb spoke, informed and invited the public to attend a viewing, and they kind of summarized what he said. Curtis Butler said something. There were only two speakers. But this time, they summarized nothing, absolutely nothing. And if you go back to other meetings, other agenda items, ladies and gentlemen, there's always a summarization of what each person said, but not in this one. Why is that? Why does that change? You see, they don't want you to know. They don't want everybody to know what you said. It's another way of censoring. I called out Katie and said, I hope they reconsider what they did with the camera. I went through what the attacks on free speech was. Why isn't that summarized on there? Tom Webb made his points. Krishanda made her points. But it's not in the minutes. Why is that? I'd like to know. So let's take a look at what County Council plans to do on the February 27th, 2024 meeting. Call to order, invocation, pledge of allegiance, adopting of agenda, and the public comments. Remember, it was only 5 minutes per speaker. Public hearing, an amended and restated ordinance to create a joint multi-county business park, Lee County and Kershaw County. This is always a great thing for everybody in economic development. And this is how government always, they tell you that you can only do the state and the federal government through their grant system and all, gives preferences to what they call industrial parks. And they have to be in certain places. They can only be a certain distance off the interstate. And they got to be accessible by rail at a certain distance and all kinds of little things like that so that they can ensure generally where these things are going to be. The same thing with housing and tax incentive districts and that kind of thing. They'll wrap it up in all kinds of beautiful language to make it sound like they're helping you. But in the end, it is Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 that the globalists are putting in place, that slowly over a long period of time, because this is always done incrementally. The reason they do it incrementally is so that you don't really notice. And over generations, they forget, each generation forgets how much freedom that the previous generation and the previous generation had. And then they always say, well, it's always been this way, when it really hasn't. And so the tiptoe to tyranny is very subtle. And every now and then they overstep their bounds and they have to back up. It's just like this litter ordinance that they're working on now. We got them to water it down a little bit and remove that the cop is obligated to go over there and search your stuff if he sees one bag of trash and all this. And Derek Schumacher says, well, that's already part of the law of the state and everything, but I have no problem removing it. You see? And so the camel's nose gets a little bit in the tent, and it got kicked, and they backed it up just a little bit, but it's still under the tent. And so the tiptoe to tyranny moves on. They backed up just a little bit. They'll be back for more and more and more. Like we said before, the next thing you know, there'll be some do-gooder in there that said, thinks that everybody ought to mow the grass every Saturday morning, and if you don't, Sunday morning, you get a ticket, and Monday morning, you go to court. Well, not in this country, because nobody gets a speedy trial over here, because they're full of people, all kinds of people break laws. Because why? There's 44,000 billion laws on the books. I could pick one. It said that everybody breaks at least 3 to 5 laws every day, because there's so damn many. Like cut the tag off a mattress. Ooh, that's a federal offense. Did y'all know that? So to go on approval of the minutes, well, are you going to approve the minutes that doesn't have any reference to what the public comments was, that doesn't have any reference to Katie Gwynn saying, Mr. Mattis, you can't film from there. Go sit down. You got to sit down, don't you know? None of that. Oh, no. That doesn't go in the minutes. That's not on the records. It doesn't exist. There's nothing to see here, folks. Just please move along. A third reading of the ordinance to amend the official zoning map of the Kershaw County and rezone approximately blah, 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 blah. So now, you know, they put all these rules in place. This is zoning here, and you got to build over here, and you can't build this and that and this and that. So then they got to go and tinker with it. And so now they're tinkering. And the poor guy just wants to put up another shed on a piece of property he's got and everything. And everybody's in an uproar. And some of them want him to, some of them don't. And if he gets enough votes, he can. If he doesn't get enough votes, he can't. Ain't that nice? But Sammy Tucker says, oh, we're for private property. Huh? How can you be for private property and you still controlling private property? Oh, it's for, you know, the greater good and everything. We got to control growth a little bit and everybody. What the hell? You already built a damn sewer plant to provide sewer so that you could get economic development. Oh, we just want industry. Well, then you give them fee in lieu. And you're going to get money from the taxpayers that work at the place. And they got to have a half. So, what the hell? What's the difference? And so every time you see government tinkering with something on the edges, they have no idea what the unintended consequences are. And when the unintended consequences show up, they say, oh, well, we're going to fix it. Just like now, everybody complains about the subdivisions going up like crazy and like crazy and like crazy, and here they are. Oh, we hear you. We're going to do this and this and this. We're going to make the lot size too. And so they tinker and tinker and tinker. That's what we ought to call them, tinkerers. Do good and tinkering. Another Second Amendment restated the ordinance create a joint multi-county business industrial park. Commission request for text of the amendment. First reading of the Planning and Zoning Commission request for text amendment by Kershaw County case. An ordinance to amend the Kershaw County Unified Code of Zoning and Land Development. You see, now they're going to have another big plan to keep Kershaw County rural now. And at the same time, we want economic development. You know what we'd really like to have? We'd really like to have, spaceship manufacturing. We'd like to have electric vehicle manufacturing, but we can't have that because it's too close to Blythewood, because the government said it and went into a deal, said we can't have that over here near us and all that. Over and over and over again, your government, with full of do-gooders, wants to do so good, and screwing up everything, every time you turn around. New business budget priorities are getting ready to do it in their budget season, y'all. And by July, they'll have all of this done. And the last reading will be the last of June. And, oh, boys and girls, you know, the costs have gone up, and, you know, the county's grown, and inflation and everything, don't you know? We can't help it. We got to have a fee for trash, and we just got to have more money, you know, to keep y'all safe and secure and happy, and, you know, we just got to do that. And so we're going to have new taxes and fees. They go on to old business, needing fire hydrants, y'all, on Pine Grove Road. Russell Brazo has been after this. He's talked to the head guy over there and Will Glover. And they think that they do need a few more fire hydrants. And these fire hydrants are $7,000 or $8,000 a piece and all. Hey, that sounds like a little bit better deal than swamp parts. Swamp parks would have, I don't know, that was, I think, close to $1 million altogether they spent. Maybe $1.5 million. Huh. But I think Swamp Park might have been the priority at the time. To hell with a fire hydrant. I mean, let them, maybe they could buy some more hose. That's all they need, more hose. You see, government doesn't get essential services. You might can make a case for essential services, you know, fire department, EMS, law enforcement of some sort, court system to adjudicate actual crimes with victims and make the victims whole instead of the state being the victim and getting restitution or a fine or whatever. Being a neutral party. If we had that, we'd have a better society. But the do-gooders don't see it that way. The do-gooders see government as the savior. They need to have wide roads and sidewalks and bike paths. And they had to provide parks, and they had to make sure y'all are all safe and effective and warp speed it, and make sure y'all safe on the airlines. You know, that's why they fill you up and, you know, do the anal probe and all that on you, because, you know, y'all need to be safe. Same thing at your county council meeting. The reason they wand you and all that when you go into a county council meeting, it's so they keep you safe from terrorists, don't you know? It's not because the county council is afraid of you, it's because there might be a terrorist coming to your local county council meeting, and they want to warn you to make sure that you're safe. And it ain't about you being dangerous or anything. It ain't about you speaking out. It's about them terrorists over yonder, yeah. That's the way government thinks. That's what kind of babbling bullshit government takes. Is this what you're going to take? Are you going to listen to all this the whole time? Ramblings of some clown about how they're going to save us from litter by raising the fines and starting a war on litter and supposedly getting every Tom, Dick, and Harry with a badge out there to sneak around and find litter bugs all over the place, fill the court system up with litter bugs, and the money rolls in, and you can have, chain gangs, litter bug chain gangs on the side of the road picking up litter here and there and everywhere, and it'll be clean everywhere. It'll be amazing, y'all. I have buses full of litter bugs running around every Saturday trying to pick up litter all over the place. And government will save us. See to that or chop the hands off. What the hell? Government is never, never the solution. Government is always the problem.
So why is Katie Gwynn and Jimmy Jones and County Council and the mainstream media and all the politicians, why are they so hell-bent on censoring and squashing free speech? Now, at your local level, the reason that politicians are that way is out of fear that somebody like me gets in there and starts exposing what they're doing, and other people start hearing it, start seeing it, and when they see it, they say, well, you know, I need to do something too. And they start going down and they start saying that, investigating their own little things and finding the corruption, finding all the dirty little secrets, opening the closets and finding the skeletons that are left in there. And then they begin to understand and start to go to county council and asking questions and all. And so somebody like me is dangerous because I encourage other people. They see me taking the arrows and all, but at some point they're no longer scared of the arrows, because calling you names like conspiracy theorist or that he's got some crazy ideas and he wraps it up in patriotism. Like, that's the same things that are truth. Like, our government has been captured and is now an oligarchy, and that voting doesn't make any difference anymore. And the damn car dings because the government says it's got to. This is the way of life nowadays. And these county councilmen are on their way to tiptoe into tyranny under the guise of safety and security and the health and welfare of the general population. Next time you ride through your little town, think about all the things that government controls. And think of all the little things that your little county council, town council, whatever it might be, think about the things that they control and the things they don't know anything about. And I think you'll find the same thing that I've found. These people think as soon as they're elected, they become experts in all this stuff and can manage because they can hire experts on the taxpayer roll to tell them what they're going to do for their comprehensive plan. We're all being pulled like puppets, puppets on a string, on our tiptoe to tyranny. And the technocracy and dystopian future. That's it for the Liberty Report. I'm your host, Jeff Maddox. Till next time. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?